Okay, let's talk a little bit more about mothers and how to make time to walk if you're a mother or a stay-at-home dad. If you're taking care of children and making time to walk, how do you do it? That is the biggest pull. You love those children more than you do your life, and you'll give up your exercise for your child. First of all is to remember the story we talked about, the goose that lays the golden egg, and about the oxygen mask in the airplane. First of all is just to have the attitude that you're walking for your child, not to neglect your child, but because you need to walk so that you can better take care of your child. Now, how do you do it? There's several strategies that I've found worked for me and my three sons. One of my favorites is mark a spot that's 1/4 mile from your front door. It takes about 10 minutes to walk 2.5 blocks or 1/4 mile from your front door and turn around and walk back. That's 1/2 mile. You're gone for about 10 minutes if you walk, for about 5 minutes if you're jogging. So you can do that lap, so to speak, and then open the front door and check on the children, and then do another lap. 2 laps, you've gone 1 mile. You're watching your child. You're not out of sight of the front door. 2.5 blocks, you could hear your child if they came in the front lawn and called for you. But you're not even out of sight at 2.5 blocks. So one strategy is to do the out and back 1/4 mile each way. So you give 1/2 lap. You're not out of sight of the house, and you can listen for your child. I've done that even with when they were babies. You know, I'm only gone 5-10 minutes. I can see the front door. I go back and forth and check on the child, and then I do another lap. Another is, of course, the pushing a stroller, one of these racing strollers with bicycle wheels. Another good strategy if you have children is go to a track. I've taken my children when they were very small, put them on a blanket in the middle of the football field and run laps around them or walk laps around them. You can see the baby. They're playing in the grass. You can keep up with them while you do your laps. Another one is the YMCA. I love the YMCA. You get a card and you're a member of clubs all over the world, literally. And most of them have child care facilities. So you go there, the baby's taken care of. Many of them have places where their older children, they put them through little exercise programs where they can do their own physical activities. Now mine are old enough that they can shoot basketball and do other things, even though they're not young enough. I mean, they're not old enough to do some of the things I do. But the children have a place, it's family friendly, so the YMCA is a great place to go if you have children to watch while you're exercising. Another strategy that works well, when I was still married, we would swap out. Yeah, it's romantic, and occasionally we would do the long weekend run together. But when you're taking care of children, we would swap out. One would stay there while the other walked or ran, and then we would swap. Another strategy is do the walk while the children are still sleeping, especially if you have a spouse. You can do a longer walk before you wake the children up to get them ready for school or after they go to bed at night. And then, of course, there's the treadmill or the elliptical trainer in the house itself, so you're able to be there with them. Of course, when you do this, you're modeling good health for your children. Many people who are overweight are starting to find their children to be overweight. And when you do this and you change your body, you start to model. Part of the reason I'm such an exercise fanatic is I had a dad who was exercising back in the 60s. He was actually stopped by the police once running through North Birmingham because they thought if you were running, you must have stolen something. That was back when walking and running was not so popular. There were no stores with running shoes in them back in the 60s and early 70s, of stores devoted to running and jogging. So it was modeled for me, and I was brought up with it and learn some of these skills along the way just by watching. Do the same thing for your children. Teach them that this is something that will keep you happy and healthy, and by showing them.